You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Revelation 21:22-23 and 22:1-2. It's basically the end of the second to last chapter and the first two verses of the last chapter. So, Revelation 21 and 22. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God the Almighty and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine upon it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. Then he showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of the street of the city. Also, on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. What's the point of the book of Revelation? To tell the future? To warn us? To instruct us? I'll not make a conclusion here on the point of the whole book of Revelation. But in these days, I've been enjoying these passages as a boost for my imagination. See, John, the Revelation writer, he could have just told us, "I saw a vision, guys, and God will be our everything." Or, "An angel visited me and showed me some scary stuff, so be warned." But no, I believe he really saw this stuff, these visions, and they changed him. And he relays them in full color to us, in part, so that we might too go there with him, so we might see what he saw. Imagination helps us go places. It helps me go to the mountains all the time in order to plan ahead for the youth trips I'll lead this summer. Imagination helps us to come up with new things. What if this, or what about that? I think God gave us imagination for this kind of stuff, but also so that we might call to mind visions like these ones we read from John in Revelation. So I could tell you that our Bible passage today means God will be all in all. His glory will fill creation. His presence will be life-giving. All true. But what if we could give God some time to actually go there with him, to visit this refreshing river and drink deeply of the cool, clear water of life and see that it's flowing straight from him, to pick a piece of the fruit from the tree that he gives and to be surprised every time we go back for more that there's a new kind of fruit the next month and the next month and the next month, or to take time to walk the streets of his holy city, bathed in his fully glorious warming light, with no fear that it will ever go out. And to go into his temple now, to meet him there, to realize I'm not in a building, but I'm in him. I am in the Lord God the Almighty, and in the Lamb, Jesus Christ. O Lord, thank you for John's visions in Revelation. We've come to meet you in the desert these 40 days. But please pull us into refreshing visions so that we can taste your goodness and more look forward to the fullness of being with you in the age to come. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.